Know ye not therefore that they which are of what?
Faith.
Faith, the same are the children of who?
Abraham.
All right, let's move on. And the scripture foreseeing that God will do what?
Justify
the heathen, how? Preach before the gospel unto who?
Abraham.
Saying, in thee shall
all nations
be blessed. In who? In you, Abraham, shall all nations. Now watch this. In you, Abraham, all nations, it doesn't matter what nation, what language, what culture, or what ethnic group you may be. It doesn't matter. He said, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, this gospel, can I talk to y'all just a little while today? It's okay. This gospel have been given to the church or to the world. And Jesus established, God established this truth in Jesus 2,000 years ago. But now we have in here in good old America, this great country we live in, and God has been working on us, this nation and the world, as far as that go. And we have, and this have been confusing to people, because we have what we call black church, white church, Oriental, Asian, Spanish, all it. But see, but you can't find it in the Bible. And don't you know, being divided like that, you are failing. You are vulnerable. You are weak. You're not as affected. You can be and should be. Because God said there but one Lord. There but one church. One body. Are y'all hearing me? So he said, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Move on. So then, they which are of faith are blessed with who? Did you hear what it said? Blessed with who?
Faith.
For keep. I want you to think with me and let these words get in your heart, because there's some truth God's about to impart. We're faithful, not half committed, not in and out, not every other Sunday, not every other time of, you know, prayer, and you know, you occasionally read the scripture when crisis comes, you pick up the Bible, you want God to show up. No, that's not faithful. When you're faithful, he wants you to know he blessed those with faith for Abraham, people that are committed their lives to him like Abraham did. Let's move on. For as many as are the works of the law under the curse. This is where men have missed it. For it is written what? Curse is who? Everyone that continue not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And you know, none of them did it. And if you try, you won't do it. Everything were written in the book of the law, they did not fulfill it. Hello? He said in the law, thou shalt not kill, they kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery, they committed adultery. Thou shalt not lie, they lie. Come on, we go on down the list, can't we? So what he's saying here, if you're going to try to become like God through the law, you'll never get there. Why did God want us to become like him? I'm glad you asked, so let's read on. We're going to answer that question. But that no man is what? How? Where? Because that shall live by the law. Oh. The just shall live how? by faith. Move on. And the law is not of, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Moving on. Christ has what? Where? Being made a. For it is written, cursed everyone. What is the curse part of the law? Spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and lack. That cover. That's the curse part of the law. And Christ had redeemed us from that. Hallelujah. That you might be justified in the sight of God, so you can receive all that God has provided. I want you to pay close attention, because this is where the Firestone commercial comes in, where the rubber meets the road. Okay? Pay close attention. Notice that Christ did what? Redeemed us from the, there's a law, and there was a curse part. There's a good part of the law, but there's a curse part. We've been redeemed from the curse part. But even though there's a law, even though there's a law that's good, but the law could not provide. Come on. I said the law was the good part of the law, but it couldn't provide what we needed. But he redeemed, not look what he did now. He redeemed us from the cursed part of the law, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for it's written, curses everyone to hang his own tree. Move on. That, the blessing. Why did he redeem you from the cursed part of the law? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile, the entire world. What now, let's look. What did God do for Abraham once he became covenant partner with God? He blessed him. He increased him. If you read in the 12th chapter of Genesis, when he said, in you all nations be blessed, then you read, get over to the 13th chapter, you find out he said, and Abram was very rich. What was he rich in? Houses, land, cattle, health, servants, everything. Am I right? Are y'all going to sleep on me? You going to stay with me? That the blessing of Abraham might come on who? The Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What is the promise of the Spirit? You notice that what the enemy have been trying to keep the church from? Yielding. Jesus said in his walk on earth, he said, it's expedient that I go away. If I do not go, he said, the promise will not come. And the promise of the Spirit was to reveal to every one of us who we are, what we have, and what we can do. Hallelujah. So he said that we might not only that the blessing comes on us, but that we might receive the promise of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now watch, let's move on. Because, I mean, brethren, I speak after the manner of who? Though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be confirmed, no man what? Disannul or add thereto.